I'm Amanda Joyce.
And I'm Devin Hayes. And today's very somber topic is From Funeral to Future, Understanding the New Google Analytics. And here's why you should care. Without Google Analytics 4 set up, you may be losing valuable data about how your website is being used by customers and so much more. Welcome to Trade Secrets, where we demystify digital marketing to help contractors get the most bang for their marketing bucks.
This is for you if you're a contractor looking for actionable marketing insights.
Learn from home services industry experts to elevate your business through simplified marketing strategies.
Let's dive into today's trade secret.
You know, it's a really sad day for all of us. I'm struggling. If you spent much time in your Google Analytics profile over the last few years, you too are probably feeling this pain. Things are a lot different, guys.
They're a lot different now. She was a good strong horse, that Universal Analytics, but she's gone on to the glue factory. Is that insensitive? Oh my gosh. Seriously though, we have worked in and loved Universal Analytics, a version of Google Analytics, for years. Really intuitive, user-friendly, easy goal tracking, easy conversion tracking.
Pretty graphs, just consistent.
And as of July 1st, 2023, this year, she gone. And replacing her is Google Analytics 4. Now, this has been available for a couple years. Some of you might already have this set up and have some data in there and have familiarized yourselves with it. Some of you maybe not so much. And while we have implemented GA4 on all of our client sites for elevation marketing, we still didn't work in it a ton because Universal Analytics was so much more user-friendly. We wanted to collect the data on the GA4 properties. So we have historical data since they made this announcement last year. But in any case, if you don't know,
time's come.
Now you know, homies. Now you know. So let's dive into this. Why are they saying goodbye to Universal Analytics, or why did they? Mostly it comes down to consumer privacy.
They say first and foremost everywhere you look, consumer privacy. And to all of us, to your average contractor, you're not really too worried about it. At the end of the day, it's really Google covering their own tails because they need to make sure that they are ahead of the game when it comes to data privacy, so they don't end up getting pulled in by some politicians and yelled at on Capitol Hill because they're breaking rules. So Google's covering their own tail, and then in instance covering ours too, because then we as website owners aren't gathering data that we also shouldn't have access to. So the PR version of it is data privacy.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Yes. So data privacy, and then advanced, I would say, like tracking. Now there's cross-platform tracking with GA4, which really means, a lot of Google's tools are going to talk to themselves a little bit better, so you can have advanced attribution. So you know exactly kind of, I would say, attribution tracking from cross platforms and other marketing channels, so you can better understand which of your marketing efforts and tactics are paying off. So there are some benefits. There's a massive benefit to e-commerce sites, yet service-based businesses are all being forced into this as well. And there's benefits. We're just begrudgingly going into this, as you could tell. So maybe some marketers already love it. I'm sure we'll get there, but for now we're on the shallow end of the pool there.
Some of the other things that they really tout when they talk about why they did this, as you kind of mentioned, enhanced measurement. They've added a lot more automation inside there. So there's going to be some like features of your website that are already being tracked that you don't even have to set an event up for, that are just as soon as GA4 notes that they're happening on your site, it's going to start tracking them.
I was going to say, let me stop you right there. For anyone who doesn't know, what do you mean when you say what's like an event? And yeah, let's explain that part.
Jumping ahead there. So an event is, you know, a lot of different actions that someone can take on your website. It can include one of the things they've added on a scroll. So that's interesting. That was not something that we had previously. We had to use third-party tracking to figure out people, you know, scroll events that were happening on a website. That can be engagement with a video. It can be a file download. It can be form interactions.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Bless you. So
more to the change. No.
Activity on your site, basically. And used okay. to, there would not be anything tracked in the old Universal Analytics that you didn't go in and specifically define that needed to be tracked. So that is an improvement that we're going to probably one day wonder how we survived without it. So that's a positive. I'll give that to them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Beautiful. So sorry, I did not mean to cut you off, but when we say events, like sometimes, you know, someone listening who is not familiar is like, wait, what do you mean? Like an event, like a trade show? Like, yeah, do I need to RSVP? Not that kind of event. Okay. Sorry. Getting us back on track. What were we talking about? The features.
So yeah. Yeah, exactly. So just enhanced features and event measurement. So that's automated already within the program. And then you can go in and define additional events as well. So they're kind of helping you out and providing some, and then you can go in and add more. So that's a benefit. It looks like you have a burning.
I was going to say something. It's not another sneeze. I was going to say, so I think, I know like in YouTube, it tells you kind of like watch time for a video, but with this new GA4, it does tell you like video tracking, right? Like how, you know, how much watch time within the video itself. So it's, you don't have to click through to YouTube. You can get that right there from GA4 as an event. Very cool. Yeah.
That's nice. Again, Google's products talking to Google's products. So it's great. Absolutely. Other key features, they've got attribution modeling. So across multiple marketing channels, I think we did hit on that before, but that's definitely one we want to make sure we're highlighting. Cross-device tracking and path analysis. That's another one. So you're going to have more insight into user behavior than we even had previously.
That's
pretty strong before. So I can't wait to see this kind of next 2.0 version of what that kind of path modeling can look like.
Yeah, because this from like what I understand, they're talking about tracking a consumer from maybe they start their search on, you know, mobile, and then they come back to desktop, or, you know, or maybe they click on an ad within an app or something. It is tracking that same customer across multiple devices and platforms so that you can understand the buyer's journey even more so than you can with Universal Analytics. And there, you know, was a behavior flow, but this cross device and path analysis, this is really interesting. And it'll be interesting to see over time, as you collect more data, what you learn about your buyer. Like maybe they really all do start on mobile, but complete the conversion on desktop. Like, who knows? So it'll be interesting to kind of track that data. So that's it. That's interesting. I'll hand it to him.
I'll give it to you. I completely agree. Because, you know, we're used to those old school graphs where we just look at it and we'd see a pie chart and it tells how much was mobile, how much was desktop. And that's really looking at that final contact. It's not looking at, like, you know, maybe they hit your site three times on mobile before they ever came to desktop or vice versa. So it's going to, I'm excited to actually be able to see that. So actually having this conversation, I'm already feeling like a little better about things. So
yeah, but I am going to miss, the color coded acquisition channel graph, because now it's just like everything's blue. You know, whereas, you know, you've got your organic, paid, all that. You had a pie chart that told you where your traffic was being acquired and it was color coded. And maybe I just need a simplified kindergarten pie chart and I'd be satisfied.
Yeah, but one of the other things they're really touting too is that they used to have just default reporting, that's what you always see when you go in, and you had to go pretty deep to make your own you know, customize reports, and they're really touting that that's not the case anymore. So we might be able to do some digging and actually assign those colors, and you might see them again. It might just take a little bit of work, but we can probably go in there and give you back the color you need in your life. So
thank you.
We'll get back to you guys on that one.
Yeah, definitely. That, and it is great because we've already started to see some of the insights that it's collecting for you and showing you some of the important behaviors that are happening on your site and telling you what they mean, which is different than Universal Analytics. Like, they're actually giving you the insights and saying, this is what's happening, this is what it means, versus here's the numbers, you can decide what it means for yourself. So that is, I mean, it is beneficial. And this does make me wonder, a kind of sidebar here, what is going to happen to like a lot of those third-party tools that people pay for? I know like in our world, agencies compete over like, you know, their type of reporting. But if you're not having to do sort of pay for like some sort of proprietary reporting that shows you like a consumer's path, like I'm curious to see what's going to kind of happen to that when you have this really in-depth like buyer's journey detailed for free within GA4.
Exactly. And I do think we see that a lot with these big tech companies anyway, in general. As soon as a social company, for example, pops up that's doing something cool, Facebook just copies it. Google will do the same thing. So if they can see the tools that people keep integrating with Google Analytics, they're going to just start spoon feeding it to you and cut out the middleman. So good point.
Mm-hmm. Other attributions, we've got what, machine learning.
Mm-hmm. So AI, more AI.
Yeah, more AI. So again, it's a future-proof tool because they've already contemplated machine learning and AI within this system. So that's smart. Good move. I get it. We're talking ourselves into GA4. We're going to like it by the end of this podcast. Let's see here. Event-driven data model. I think we've touched on that a bit, and that's just
a lot more events. It's no longer just throw three goals out. I want you to complete a lead form. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. They're helping us look at the website events much more holistically. And I think it's going to be really cool for us, even as marketers. And maybe there's some events that we were sleeping on previously that suddenly we're going to realize when we're doing our quarterly reviews, like, wow, this is a you were kind of ignoring, and now we can watch it improve. Or if it slips, what are we going to do to get it back? So I think that's going to be a really good one.
I think, you know what, and going back to that will be interesting. The way we like even format content on a page is going to be adjusted based on like even that scroll event, like how far down they're scrolling, because a lot of us, like maybe if we see a piece of like blog content, for example, and it's like 1200 words and we're just like, oh my God, how long is this? And you scroll and you do that within 3 seconds, it's obviously not being read. And so maybe they are just like, you know, so that it will be interesting for us to have that data. Because even what we do within content marketing is probably going to shift based on this information that is now going to be available to us.
Exactly. So often the rule of thumb is always your call to action at the bottom of your blog. But if we figure out that most people are never getting to the bottom of our blogs, maybe it's time to like rethink the way we're even, you know, the way we're even doing that, even if it's a section midway through, you know?
Yeah. Possibilities are endless. Or there comes your, you can do a lot more with your, like with CRO, like conversion rate optimization. This is going to, I think, give us like better tools and better understanding of what might be helpful just based on the events that GA4 is now recording for us that, you know, we weren't recording before.
All right. Another one, I really like this one too. You can define up to 30 events as conversions in each profile. So it's inside your GA4 profile. You could have, previously we could only have 20 goals, which, so now they're calling them events, and then you can mark it as a conversion, but now you can mark up to 30. So used to, we get all like stressed out about not using all of our goals and you had to recycle goals and you're worried about it. They've opened it up to us a little bit. First of all, we can have way more events than even that, but we can mark 30 of those events as conversions. So they're giving us more, more leeway to play with in terms of what we're going to put value on.
Yeah. And you know what else I saw on there too, that it's tracking now, is even when someone starts to fill out a form, that used to be like a whole separate software. Yeah. That used to be a whole separate thing you'd have to throw on your website, something, a paid tool or a free one that bogged down your website because it was yet another plugin. And so this, like, to just have it built in is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And talk about CRO right there. If you're going to be optimizing for conversion rates, and if we find that like a much larger percentage of people are interacting with the form than are hitting that submit button, it's time to, is our form too long? Are we asking the wrong questions? Maybe we have too many required fields. So that can really make a huge difference in terms of how many contacts you're getting through your website.
Yeah. And this makes me think of like, cause we always have that age old debate. Like we get a lot of highly qualified leads with the longer forms, but it would be interesting to see how many people start that and maybe don't complete the form versus a short form. That's great information to have. Cause if you're getting nothing but garbage leads from a short form and you start to see like started forms or whatever, versus doing the full long detailed form that's like project scope, duration of time, budget, like all these kind of drop downs that they have to select. And those are being completed more than the like a short sticky form like on the bottom of a website. That's great info to have.
Exactly. Or even just testing it. Let's go as long as we can. Where's the happy medium where we're not like losing folks, but we're also not getting the junk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Getting more excited. Okay. I feel like we pretty much covered the main key features. I mean, there's a million more in there, but these are the ones that we really think kind of rise to the top. And, you know, we'll probably want to revisit this in 3 to 6 months when we really get to know our new friend. And we might come back to you guys with some cool new features that we're like, you know, hopefully by Christmas time, we'll come back on here and we'll be celebrating it and talking about like how much we don't even miss our old buddy universe playing with us.
That's right. That's right. So now that we know kind of the benefits, features, have run through those a bit, we're going to talk to you about things that you need to do and making sure that you're set up to, that you're transitioning
to the new. GA4. So first of all, obviously, make sure your GA4 profile is set up and collecting data. Hopefully all of you are, that's already happening for you, whether you have an agency or someone internally. We have all been getting push notifications forever from them reminding us to do this. So hopefully it's already there. If it's not, time to set it up. It's a pretty quick process. Whoever's been managing your previous Google Analytics profile should easily be able to do this for you.
They do have like a setup assistant if you're managing it yourself, but it's a little bit more involved, but there's a ton of like YouTube tutorials showing you step by step how to do it. So don't feel overwhelmed. Just hop over to YouTube if you get stuck and follow one of those step by step. They make it easy for you.
Yeah, great tip. Make sure all of the goals that you were previously tracking in your old Universal Analytics have been set up in GA4. So that's a quick easy one, but you definitely want to make sure if you know your highest priority conversion has always been, you know, your main contact form on your homepage or whatever, and it drives to a thank you page, make sure that you have gone in and set that up so that you at least have some consistency when you're looking back at historical data moving forward, that you're going to be able to be tracking those same inputs.
Yes. And I think I just want to call out here again, this goes back to, I think GA4 will automatically have all of those events in there, but there's a little toggle button to indicate in to GA4 that it's an actual conversion. So for example, an event might be a scroll, but that's not a conversion. That's somebody scrolling on the site, which is an event. But a phone call is a conversion. So there's a little toggle in the back end that you're going to have to turn that switch on to indicate that the event of a phone call is considered a conversion.
It's a higher value, yeah. Event, but also it is important. They'll do all those automated ones, but they're not going to be smart enough to go through your site and look and see all your thank you pages and give you an event for every thank you page. So if you do have to set up yourself, but it's doing the automated like things that its AI can identify, like clicking on a telephone number, that kind of thing. But like if you have dedicated thank you pages that were previously goals, you got to create. You got to do that yourself.
Beautiful, makes sense. Great tip.
And then work with your agency or website manager, whoever's been managing your Universal Analytics previously, or YouTube, and go in there and play around with how to set up your default reports. If you get in there and you're like, I don't know what all this means, I don't like it, I miss my old interface, you can get in there. They keep touting how customizable it is. You can probably get it pretty close to what you used to like about the old version so that you can come in there and breathe easy, probably get your color pattern just the way you want it, all the things, and feel better about, feel more comfortable when you log in there. And before you know it, you might end up realizing you've got 12 new metrics you never looked at before that it's the first place you go to look when you pop in.
Absolutely. Oh gosh, I thought of something while you were saying that. And I don't know where this fits because we're talking about the setup of GA4, but also Google is making your data from Universal Analytics available to export. Because they are shutting it down, like you are not going to be able to access historical data. So you're going to want to follow the steps to export that data. At least, I mean, you probably have had it for like 15 years, Universal Analytics, but at least 2 years of data, I would say anything beyond that is probably expired, but at least, you know, a year, 2 years of data would be great for you to just have stored so that you can, when you're, you know, kind of starting to plan for 2024 and coming up with your marketing strategy and using data to drive those decisions, because we know that's what all of you do. You'll have that available to you, you know, available to look at and you know, find trends on seasonality, content, types of users, devices. I think they'll have all of that available to you to pull. So make sure you do that export and follow the steps to do that. And actually, in the episode notes, we will link to a place where you can, gives you step-by-step directions on how to export your data from Universal Analytics.
Absolutely. Okay. So in conclusion, we're sad, but the future is bright. Universal Analytics is gone, whether we like it or not, but it's time to embrace Google Analytics 4. Make sure that profile is set up and reporting, that the data coming through looks accurate and it really aligns with what you've been seeing historically. Make sure your events and conversions are set up properly in their reporting. Mark those events that you do want to consider conversions as conversions. Play around and take advantage of all those new features, and make sure and get in there and customize those reports so that it makes sense to you and it's a place you feel comfortable going and learning from your data.
Yes. Any questions you have, anything that pops up, or if you get stuck anywhere, I mean, obviously you can always feel free to email us and we'll try and help you out the best you can. If the old Google isn't giving you an answer that you like, our email is just podcast@elevmarketing.com. So feel free to reach out with any questions. You can always comment on if you're watching us on YouTube, and we will certainly get back to you and get you some help as best we can.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. And as always, give us feedback. Did we miss something? Is there a feature you love or hate? Let us know.
That was today's trade secret. Thanks for listening.
Did you find this helpful? We're just getting started.
Subscribe and don't miss our next reveal.
Until next time.